Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's on a start standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999 Ola, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. But first, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Athol Hampton Hall in Dorset, England. Now, most of us are not familiar with this, but apparently in England, this place is a big to-do. You see, the Athol Hampton Hall, it's an old 15th century castle and estate, and as such, it makes itself available to the public if the public wants to have private functions. So we're talking stuff like graduation parties, weddings, receptions, etc., etc. Now, Athol Hampton Hall was originally built by the Martin family. Whose family crest, I cannot explain why, but the family crest, it featured a monkey sitting on a tree stump, and then the family quote under that was, "He who looks at Martin's ape will look at him." All right, whatever. It was 500 years ago. Who the hell knows? Well, 500 years later, it's considered one of the most haunted places on planet Earth. Certainly one of the most haunted places in the United Kingdom. So, who do people think is haunting Athol Hampton? And keep in mind, part of the appeal of this place to people that want to do wedding receptions and all that is that apparently it's haunted by the ghosts from the past. People want to see this ghost because the ghost is described, quote, as friendly and non-menacing. So who is haunting the place? Is it the patriarch of the Martin family? No. Is it the matriarch? Of course not. One of the kids? No. Servants? Nothing like that. According to guests, the ghost roaming the halls is the monkey from the family crest. Personally, I've never heard of a monkey haunting, but here we are. What makes this particular monkey haunting shot-worthy is this apparent ghost. And I'm not making this up. According to the folks that had visited Athol Hampton Hall, is that this particular ghost monkey, it is actively masturbating when it haunts. Again,
what?
Listen, Ted. Athol Hampton Hall apparently is haunted by the monkey of the Martin family from 500 years ago. I guess this monkey was known historically as getting it on with himself. So the idea now is people want to do the receptions and stuff because seemingly, you can see the masturbating monkey.
But I don't want to see that.
You say you don't, Miles, but people are excited to go there. People that don't see the monkey are disappointed. People that have seen it say that it's exactly what you think it is. And apparently, on occasion, it will appear in the background of photographs. So here you are taking a picture of you and your lovely bride. And in the background, someone says, is that a masturbating monkey? And you go, it sure is. That's Athol Hampton.
Okay.
I don't
that
know.
That is insanity.
I have never heard of such a thing in my life.
Somebody has a vivid imagination.
Apparently a lot of people do, man. It's 500 years of there's a ghost, and that ghost is a masturbating monkey. I hope they're telling the truth, because it makes me happy.
If that's the first ghost sighting, if that's the first documentation of an actual ghost as a masturbating monkey, the whole thing. I mean,
you don't know. You don't know
that. It's been going on for years.
Or some woman who, you know, lost her children in a house fire or anything
like
that.
So why would you stay? It makes less sense to me.
A masturbating monkey is the first ghost they ever find?
That makes more sense to me. Look, I'm going to haunt a place, all right? I've lost my kids to a tragic fire. As a parent, to what you said earlier, the last place I want to be is this place of absolute desperation and tragedy. I'm a masturbating monkey. I'm in the afterlife. I think, what's my favorite thought? I love handling my business in this house.
Like monkeys get a porn purgatory.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So if you check out the Athelhampton House, maybe you too can see a masturbating...
Schedule an event now.
It's the ghost of Bicurious George. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents... Profile This!
Hey, Steve, with Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a... Stop it, ghost! I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Doug. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and horse be a-talking.
Takes me back to Catholic school.
Mm-hmm. Doug, what are you doing there?
Horse be
Ricola,
a-talking.
Ricola. How are you surviving the quarantine, Doug?
I'm fantastic. Don't you notice it?
Okay. You eating well? You getting fatter or are you losing some weight?
A little fatter, drinking a tad more Oreos.
Okay,
everybody's
cookie
drinking
cookie
more.
Cookie lifestyle, too.
Man, cookies and booze, that's all there is.
It's like December.
Right.
Cookies and booze.
It's like that month before actually, you make the New Year's resolution.
Hmm.
All right. What's that?
Oh, I'm just letting you know I'm about to burn off some calories right now. I'm going to do a little trail run here at beautiful Clark's Creek at the center of the Mensoon Universe, Sip Jollop.
You know, you have the sound of a voice of a man who might be watching someone drown in that creek and enjoying it.
Do you think they're tapping your phone, wondering about kids and stuff?
They will tomorrow, Miles.
Right.
They will tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, Doug, do you understand how this here game is played?
I do. Yeah, you bet your ass. I do.
All right, I will not bet my ass. I will bet the gentleman $1.
That's not a big bet, Doug.
Go away, ghost! All right.
Why don't you say that to Miles anymore? You always used to say that.
What's that?
You bet your ass I do.
Hey, man, I've moved on. I've evolved. I choose not to use such petty words.
Doug.
Now I say, I bet you hindquarters.
Or an air fryer.
Mm-hmm. Or an air fryer. I bet you an air fryer. All right, Doug. As always, I have three stories in front of me. Two of them deal with the world of race slash ethnicity. The other story has to deal with the wonderful world of drugs. Which story? Go away, ghost. Which story would you like to attack today?
Difficult question there. I guess I'll go with race and ethnicity.
Race and ethnicity it is, then. I like that you inflect that hard. In this case, we go to lovely Florida. I know it blows everyone's mind that something weird would happen in Florida, but I swear to God it did. In this case, the city of Orlando, where a woman was arrested after her boyfriend was found dead in a zipped-up suitcase. The 42-year-old woman, she claimed that her boyfriend's death was the result of hide-and-seek game gone wrong. But police decided to arrest her anyway after seeing two troubling videos on her phone showing her taunting him as he struggled to get out of the luggage. According to the arrest affidavit, she said that she and her boyfriend, they spent last evening sharing a bottle of Chardonnay while painting and doing puzzles. Later in the evening, they started playing hide and seek, at which point they thought it would be funny for her to zip him into a blue suitcase. The only reason I point out the color of the suitcase is because they did, otherwise completely unimportant. but she initially told police that she left the zipper slightly unzipped and that two of his fingers could get through. She says she wandered off, went to bed, figuring he'd gotten out of the suitcase by himself and would follow her to bed. Well, the next morning, she told police that she woke up to several calls but ignored them, thinking they were from her ex-husband. She finally woke up around 11 in the morning and figured that her boyfriend was just downstairs job hunting. But when she finally went downstairs, she couldn't find him. Then she realized he might still be in the suitcase, which turned out to be true. Now, by the time she opened the suitcase, he was unresponsive, not breathing. Problem is, she didn't call authorities immediately. Instead, she called the ex-husband that she was worried had been calling her in the first place to come over. When he got there, he said, yeah, you might want to call 911. By the time EMTs got there, he was pronounced dead. Now, the affidavit noted there were long fingernail scratches on his upper back and neck, and he had a busted lip, and there were bruises on his shoulder, skull, and forehead consistent with blunt force trauma. Basically, she beat the hell out of him and put him in a suitcase. Anyway, she gave police consent to look through her phone. That's where they found two videos on it showing him struggling to get out of the suitcase while she laughed at him. Turned out that was pretty incriminating. My question for you is, do you believe that this woman is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish?
Oh, wow. Thanks for the uplifting story, though.
I do my best.
Something else. Yeah, that woman is very, very white.
What was it?
Orlando, Florida.
All right.
Which where there's everything. She admits that she knew he was in the suitcase. She says, we were just playing hide-and-go-seek.
Right, she didn't zip him up all the way so he could breathe, right?
Which kind of defeats the idea of saying hide-and-go-seek, because the idea is, you know, you can't find them. But she knew where he was, and there's videos on the phone of her clearly knowing he's in there. He's asking for help, and she laughs at him.
Hmm.
And then when they finally get his ass out of the suitcase, he has scratches, his head's been bashed in, etc., etc.
Okay.
Huh.
This is a lot.
That woman is extremely white.
Why do you think it's extremely white?
I just get a vision in my mind every time Phil tells a story, and I just don't see how she can be anything other than white. And giving, you know, the cops permission to look at the phone. What were the other details? I'm just not getting anything but really white and...
Is it white, Doug?
Do you ever age by any chance?
Let me check to see if it's in there. I saw her picture. I'm guessing late 30s, early 42 years old. 42. Yeah.
You said it was
right,
black, white.
Yeah, 42, really cracked out, really messed out.
Was it Asian a choice?
No. No. Jewish.
Come on. Yeah, right. I mean, you know, depravity could strike any race, but. Yeah, she sounds super white to me.
Okay, we're going to go white final answer, Doug. We're going to find out if she is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
Whoop.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profiler takes us to Orlando, Florida, home of the happiest place on earth. We've got a woman who's arrested. She got into a little bit of a tiff with her boyfriend.
No, they're playing hide-and-go-seek, Miles.
So she beat him and stuffed him in a suitcase.
Because that's how you play hide-and-go-seek, Miles.
Found him dead in the morning in the luggage there.
Yeah, you beat him to death, leave him in a suitcase, and tell cops he had no expectation that he would die. But, dog, we asked you, did you believe that this homicidal woman was black, white, Mexican, or Jewish? And immediately you said, man, gotta be white, a picture white, nothing but white. White, 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 white.
Okay! Yeah, okay. Never swayed anyway.
One killer to another.
That's right. Exactly.
I mean,
based on the comments?
Yeah. The comments? Man, based on me, it just turns out the comments corroborated my internal belief after speaking with Doug. Like, he may or may not kill and or eat people.
Turns out it was Creepy Monday.
Man,
a positive
really
Friday.
Creepy Monday.
Creepy Monday, right?
Yeah.
Golly. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, Miles, your choices today. The Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
Bill Maher.
Oh, Bill Maher, who I've not watched in a while.
Seth Meyers.
Seth.
Or Ted Smith and Writers.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
There it is, right there in the tunnel for you. Except for the fact that all these guys who do the late night shows have a team of professional writers coming up with a monologue each and every night. It is up to you to figure out, is this a late night joke and from whom, or is it the Ted Smith original?
I see there's a new threat coming to the U.S., bugs known as murder hornets, for all those that haven't felt the sting of 2020 enough.
Writers.
Bill Maher.
Writers.
Huh.
All right, Miles was on that one. States are starting to open up for businesses again, with Georgia leading the way. They have opened up tattoo parlors and beauty shops in the South, which they call high-tech sector.
Oh, that was it. Oh, geez.
Kimmel.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
States are starting to open up for business again. Georgia leading the way. They have opened up the tattoo parlors and the beauty salons in the South, what they call the high-tech sector.
So you have tattoos.
Yeah. A lot of them.
Doesn't matter when you got them.
Listen, and my most recent tattoo I got.
I had one in June. I wanted to get.
February 27th. I did not know this was coming. Got one about a week and a half later. All this stuff closed down. And anyone who's gotten a tattoo knows once you get one, just the bug's in you for the next one. You may or may not do it, but you think about it. I love tattoos. I love the culture. I love what they represent. I love how people roll with it. They are entirely unnecessary right now. There's a lot. They mean nothing right now. It's not worth it.
It sounds like your friend was working with James Brown.
I'm a tattoo.
Nicolas Cage is set to play Joe Exotic in an upcoming miniseries focused on his life. Just when thought his life wouldn't see any more cages.
Ted Smith.
Hey, Ted Smith.
Writer. Writer's on a good one today. Also, I agree with the internet. Nick Cage is fun and all, but, I mean, Joe Dirt, David Spade, I mean.
But do you need to make a movie about a guy that we just watched a documentary about? It makes more sense to me to make a documentary about a guy who we saw fictionalized as opposed to fictionalizing a guy who basically is like everyone's weird imaginary friend anyway.
You don't need to make this weird. It already is.
And will anybody care?
No.
Because by the time you make a movie, people are going to be out doing stuff again.
But even then, like, if you need weird and entertainment, Joe Exotic does that himself.
NASCAR announced plans to resume its season on May 17th with 7 races in 11 days. That's great. What better way to spice up living the same day over and over than watching guys drive in a circle over and over?
Fallon. Seth Meyers.
That's Jimmy Fallon.
NASCAR announced that it plans to resume its season on May 17th with 7 races in 11 days. That's great. What better way to spice up living the same day over and over than watching guys driving in a circle over and over?
I still say it doesn't matter. Whatever the first sport is, it's live. People love it.
You are. No, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I had it. Me and a friend were hypothetical wagers Saturday on slippery stairs. If you got into slippery stairs on the Ocho, good news. The internet has a lot more episodes of them.
Hey, man, there's I bumped into a friend of ours, collective friend of ours, yesterday. He's driving by when I'm walking the dog. We're talking about sports. He said, hey, man, listen, honestly, I started watching the EA soccer tournament. Said, really? He goes, I'm not going to lie to you, man. There's more action. The 90 minutes goes by quick.
Yeah, so I've watched some of the iSports. Like, the racing on the iSports stuff is pretty cool.
Sure.
Like, they even do some open wheel stuff, and I did realize they do little things like the cars, because it's iRacing, you can't feel when the tires are about to give. So they give off these little puffs of smoke.
Oh,
so
nice.
That the guy driving knows, like, oh, I gotta
get over.
Yeah. So the iRacing stuff, for some reason, I've been watching that. I don't know. I tried to watch, like, the MLB stuff with them just playing the show. That was kind of tougher, and it's a little jankier.
Yeah.
Because you got to throw the pitches and this and that. Yeah, I haven't watched too much of the soccer stuff.
Apparently, it's all the rage right now.
Yeah. I still just been watching old soccer matches on Saturday and Sunday mornings like I normally would do.
Do you watch,
if you haven't
Manchester
seen it, it's
City?
New to you.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes I just watch matches with involving teams I don't like just to boo them.
And then I do what our listeners do and write them an email and tell them how I can't believe they took the day off and this is a repeat.
Oh my God, I've heard this one before.
One funny thing is everybody is, everybody's working from home and this and that. So pro sports teams also have new players, new acquisitions, especially the NFL.
Yep.
So a bunch of the Seattle Seahawks are on a video call, and they're expecting to hear from Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen is a tight end who's recently been signed by the team.
From Carolina.
Greg Olsen doesn't pop in. It's actually Will Ferrell.
Greg, could you come in and tell the fellas what you're all about?
Coach, thanks so much. So excited to be here. You know, excited to play with you, Russ. Russ, I love you. I love the way you play. I love the way you handle yourself as a human being. I mean, I love you. Let's make a baby. Coach Schneider, just want to let you know, I want to be real clear, I do not do special teams. Ever. Out of all 52 guys are hurt. Coach, you've been real nice. We've had some great talks. I really appreciate the fact that you're going to allow me to actually do broadcasting during the real game. So I'm only going to play about 12 plays a game. I got to get it back up into the booth. That's about it for me.
Oh, oh wow.
So, right. So
there's a couple knocks there, right?
Right. He's taking shots at it. By the way, the whole, like, it was like 3 minutes long. It's up in the men's room Facebook page. You want to check it out. I also like that he called out one of our favorite guys, of course, Luke Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Luke, your hair, you got to cut it, blah, blah, blah. Just give it. Plus, Luke's a tight end, so it seems feasible that Olsen would be giving him a hard time.
Sure.
But pretty funny. And if you don't know, obviously, Will Ferrell, is a big Hollywood guy. So he was down there when Pete Carroll was running things at SC. He was a big USC fan, kind of built a good relationship with Pete Carroll. So it's not that odd to see Will Ferrell in Seahawks stuff.
No.
Or to see him up here for a game.
But it still has to be weird if you're a player and he pops up on your Zoom call.
And you expect it to be Greg Olsen.
Right.
Yeah, exactly, right? And not only that, no offense to anybody else, right? But, like, you're a guy, you're a player, right? And it's funny when you watch the video. Some of them are doing exactly what anybody would be doing. Like, they're just kind of sitting there chilling.
Sure.
And it's like, you're excited to see Greg Olsen. But, like, you'd probably be more excited to see him in person when you could catch a pass with him or something.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're right. Seeing Will Ferrell obviously would lighten up that mood a lot more.
I can't imagine Will Ferrell darkening a mood.
No.
He's just so ridiculous, right?
That would be a bad day.
Yes. A very, very...
Like that would be, right, like, Will Ferrell now says he's done with comedy. I'd be like, 2020, that's it.
I also thought about during the NBA draft and all these guys who are, you need to relocate, man. I mean, even if you're in college or whatever, you got to pick
NFL
up your family.
Draft or anything?
Yeah, I mean, even though things aren't to normal yet, I mean, when they get there, I mean, you need to be in Seattle or whatever team drafted you. You need to be in the area for practices and everything else, and just how weird it would be to move. And I was thinking, like, this is a strange time to pick up your stuff and take a new job and move someplace else when there's no meetings or anything like that. And then I had some neighbors who just moved in from out of town. I was like, this had to be a weird time to move. And they're like, oh, F no. It's great. There's no one anywhere road. It's easy. You have all the time in the world. You can take your time when you get there. You don't have to be in a meeting on a Monday. You just kind of can take your time.
Right.
And I was like, I never really thought of it that way. It would seem like they're like, it was the best move we've ever had.
I would just be worried. Like, I don't know. I had a buddy that was moving like a month ago, and I was like, is stuff even going to be open? Like, can you get a U-Haul? But I guess
you
can.
Yeah.
Remember, they were getting them in New York City.
Yeah.
We know you can
rent a U-Haul.
Yeah, you
for all kinds of things. Pesky refrigeration might be a problem, but
right.
Might want to be specific why you need it, but sure.
I should mention I'm still up to date on The Last Dance, the documentary on the final season, Michael Jordan with the Bulls. And it's great. And honestly, it's about the only like real sports thing going on. So it's a pretty good watch. It's also just funny, certain things like... Like Jordan talks about, like, you, everybody knows the Jordan is like this iconic shoe and everything. And I forgot, you know, like, I like Air Maxes. That's my favorite shoe.
Right.
But the Jordan is that shoe. And they interview him and he goes, yeah, I was hoping Adidas was going to sign me because Adidas was it at that time.
Sure.
And you forget, like, Nike was an upstart, this and that. And they explain how Nike didn't really have anybody sign. They had enough money. And Jordan had an agent or a manager that was like, hey, listen, if he comes to Nike, though, he needs a signature shoe.
Shoe. Yeah.
Right. And then it was also funny, is the last time he played at the Garden, he wore the original Air Force, or, geez, Jordan 1s, and he's like, they were killing my feet. Like, they were awful.
I bet.
Right, because basketball technology, the shoe technology just wasn't there then.
I haven't seen it yet, Ted, but I've watched a few things in between the lines based on the documentary. A couple guys who did interviews, produced it or whatever, and directors just commenting on the entire process behind it. This one dude's like, look, man, I'm trying to get Rodman. And I want to sit him down for a while. And, you know, he's supposed to show up. And I'm in the lobby of this hotel room. And this is a guy who's talking to somebody on ESPN, talking head show. And he goes, I know he's going to be late. I just don't know.
Of course.
But he's like, you know, all this stuff is going on. And Rodman comes in. And Rodman's 2 hours late. And they get in the elevator together. And Rodman, you know, who drove from someplace, kind of like looks at him and goes, what's your name again? Who are you? Why am I here doing this? What are we talking about? And he's like, well, we've been in contact with you like 20 times.
Yeah.
We're doing this documentary on the Bulls championship, you know, that you were a huge part of, on Michael Jordan, you know, and his life and all this stuff. And you're going to talk about that. He's like, oh, okay, how long is it going to take? Like 10 minutes? And he's like, no, we told you we're going to interview you for hours.
Yeah, like, and he said he was like shocked when he was like, it's a 10 points. Like,
10
and Rob's just like, episodes, 10 parts.
Right, episode series, and Robinson, they're just, he's like dozing off. I can't remember the analogy that he used for describing Dennis Rodman, but
And then he asked for, if I remember correctly, it was a foot-long tuna sub from
Subway before he would start doing
this. And chamomile tea.
Correct. It was just like, he's like, so I had a guy go out and get a chamomile tea and a tuna sub, and we started rolling.
Right, and the guy doesn't say that he's drunk, but every time you watch this and you see Rodman... Like, again, I don't know if he's just permanently kind of fried, but he looks wasted.
Yes.
When he's explaining stuff, you're just like, oh, my God, you look super drunk.
Right. Yeah, the biggest thing out of that people have taken from Rodman and the whole thing is they're interested now getting Carmen Electra.
Yeah,
where you think it'd be the guy on the team who's doing all the rebound. Now it's just like because of this documentary, people are like, oh, wow, Carmen Electra, she's hot. Never even knew she existed. The younger group, you know what I mean, who doesn't remember that time.
Oh, we remember.
Obviously, but she still looks pretty good for 48 years old. Well, however old she is.
She looks pretty good for 25 years old.
If you knew, if you were a big sports fan, you knew stuff about the Bulls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is shocked when you see the level of gambling that Jordan does, right?
Sure.
You've heard these stories for years. But also, Jordan, he's supposedly worth around $2 billion. So, like, for a guy like that, like, does it matter?
No.
I mean, if he bets, you know, some crazy amount, like $20,000 on a golf game, like, that's nothing to him.
That's like us betting... $5. It's us with our standard dollar.
But the difference is with Jordan, it doesn't matter if it's $20,000 on the golf course or $5. He just wants his money.
Yeah.
And if you
he just wants to beat you.
He wants to beat you, and he wants you to hand over the $5. You know what I mean? Like, physically.
I'm going to screw up his name. Joe Pantalona?
I think you may.
How do you spell it?
Pantolino. He's a famous actor. You've seen him in Sopranos. He's one of those guys. Mike, you should use this for your game.
Maybe,
yeah, like you've seen him in so many movies.
You
and this
know
and that.
Who he is. You just don't know his name, right?
Right. And when you see him, I mean, he looks exactly like you think he was. But he was walking through his Connecticut neighborhood when he was struck by a Porsche that had been T-boned by another vehicle.
Damn.
Yeah. He's at home recovering,
okay,
but he got a gash on his head and has some chest trauma.
That'll be settled out of court. One thing you can guarantee about that, that ain't going to trial.
Yeah.
Whatever the hospital bill is, that'll be covered. There's no way with that last name and who that guy is that doesn't get settled out of court.
Right. He was also, he was in Goonies.
Yeah.
I mean, he's either like a tough detective or like a crime boss.
Is he either a mob or a detective?
He was famous for being the pimp in Risky Business. That was like his first big role.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
Right? And it was something awful. I think his name was Guido Joe.
I don't think the Italians minded.
Hell no.
If you really want my opinion on that.
Right, they do call it Guido Beaches. But I'm not Italian, so I don't know if I should say it. I do a terrible accent. But I'm Italian, man, so exactly. I don't know if I can say it's Guido. Like, all right, now that's offensive, dude.
Exactly. You will never have angel hair in my house again.
I know.
Cabellini, not you.
That's super funny because my house and I have a passion for thin
angel
boxes,
hair.
Right?
That in rigatoni.
And Mike was looking at us like we were insane. Oh, it's got to be. I just walked in. It's got to be Capellini or angel hair. Like a regular spaghetti.
Well, you got an Italian pasta joke.
Did I?
Yeah. From the one type of pasta? I don't remember that.
Forget it. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
Then I'm not going to. Is it radio friendly?
Yes.
I will tell it.
Well, what the hell is it? With the F, what is the name of the pasta? It's, but it sounds funny.
Fettuccine.
Fusilli?
Fusilli, yes, exactly.
Fusilli.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just stop being Fusilli.
I'm just thinking about Fusilli Jerry all the time. One in a million shot, Doc. One in a million shot.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Man decides the best place to spend the quarantine is the happiest place on earth. Meanwhile, a New Jersey man is mooning customers as they're entering Walmart, showing his cheeks and his girth. Man gets to go on a crime spree in California knowing he won't be put in jail. A woman who cuts a hole in a face mask because it's easier to breathe is the ultimate fail. And a fisherman injures his hand when a crocodile tries to eat it. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Our top story, we go to Florida where a man was doing quarantine right. He was found by officers camping out on Disney World's Discovery Island and was arrested. He said he had planned on staying there for about a week and thought that it looked like a tropical paradise. He also claimed to not have seen any of the no trespassing signs and multiple gates that he had to go through to get to said Disney Discovery Island. A rep for Disney said that he will be that they will be pressing charges against the man, especially after seeing him playing on one of the company boats used at the park.
I mean, I get where the guy's coming from. Why not, man?
Absolutely.
I mean, other than the fact that it's illegal to get arrested and go to jail. But other than that, it sounds fun.
The gall on the guy to say, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to be in there despite having passed all the no trespassing tape and all the gates that you hopped over.
He knew.
Right.
If you're in Orlando, you could be 10 miles outside of the park and still be on their property.
I mean, sure, that's right.
On all.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Yes.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Right, that's why it's a world.
That's a strong point.
Yeah, man.
Got on a boat. In other news, across the pond, a man running a convenience store took a video and posted it online of one of his customers. In the video, you can hear the man making some inflammatory remarks about the customer about to come on come to the counter.
Wow.
Before we are greeted by the sight of said customer, a woman completed with the with a mask with a hole where it would be covering her mouth.
So she missed the entire point.
Exactly.
When asked, it's hard to breathe, she said.
When asked where she got such a mask, she excitedly told the employee that she made it herself. It just makes it easier to breathe, as well as have any effect in keeping the virus at bay.
Good Lord.
Did you guys actually see that video?
I saw a still, and
It'll make you shake your head just as much. Like, all right, there are people that don't wear masks. There are people that do wear masks. If you're going to wear the mask, wear the mask.
Well, yeah, you know.
Now you're wasting it for people that need the mask.
And again, this is an adult.
Easy, man.
Yeah. You right? Disgusting son of a bitch.
2 weeks off.
You good, dude?
Yeah.
All right.
She just cuts. I mean, that's the thing. She's wearing a mask, but her nose and mouth is seen.
Right.
And
why the guy else just, did you think you're wearing the mask?
Right. The guy just kind of messes with her. He's like, where'd you get that? Oh, I made it myself. It's hard to breathe in here.
Right.
Jesus God.
You'd take a little bit of discomfort there.
We all share right. The country with these people.
Oh, no, we don't. That's over the pond. We're good.
Oh, never mind
she's,
then.
She's
cool.
Keeping it over there.
All right.
Man. Moving on, we go to California, where in an attempt to slow the spread of the virus, the state judicial council has set a zero bail policy in order to keep misdemeanor offenders out of jail. While it has its benefits, there are drawbacks such as these. A man was arrested for attempting to break into a vehicle. Officers issued him a citation and sent him about his way because there is no bail right now. When they received calls about a man stealing things from people's front yards, where they found our same man and set down the same punishment of a citation and letting him go. He was then arrested for a third time after he had stolen a car and was once again arrested and released after being issued a citation.
They're giving you a get-out-of-jail-free card, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, I mean, what did you expect him to do?
That is exactly what it is.
Yeah, he's an idiot, and he's not going to get punished.
Huh? Right, right. He put the math together pretty quick.
Sure.
Even stealing a car, though.
Like, do you think he's pushing it just so that he can go to jail?
I think he's one of those people that's going to do what he does. He may or may not even understand why the cops won't arrest him, but he's probably just like, hey, if you're going to let me out, I'm going to do the thing I do.
You're going to tell me I can do what I want to do, yeah. And I won't go to jail, so I'm going to try again.
Right.
I mean, that's all right.
And I'm sure he's going to pay the citations.
He's not wrong.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
The check is in the mail.
The law says he has to. He's going to do it. All right. Even Walmart has their limits. A man was arrested after police got multiple reports that he had mooned several customers, including one juvenile. It was also found that he recorded the incident on his phone. Here's my guess is that this guy was doing something for TikTok, doing something for Instagram.
If you recorded it, yeah.
YouTube, he's doing it for a prank, and he got what he deserved. He got friggin' caught. Good work.
Actually, the sad thing is we're hoping he was doing it for a prank.
That's fair.
Just to make sense of why you would videotape yourself doing it.
Truth be told, it could just be a nut who just wants to.
I know. Mm-hmm. No, Mike, no.
All righty. Over in Fort Wayne, Indiana, a woman was fired from her promising position because of her coworkers. The woman was called into her boss's office and was shocked to learn the reasons why. Turns out that some of her coworkers had found her OnlyFans page. OnlyFans.com is a website where people can post all kinds of content that is paid for, but is mostly known for adult material, if you catch my drift. The boss had caught her coworkers watching her videos while on the job, and not only held her responsible for the content that they were viewing, but also any harassment that she would have incurred because of it. Due to this reasoning, she was let go from her position.
I mean, you're responsible for the content, but you're not responsible for what other people do. I mean, look,
right.
If you hire a guy from the Klan and he has a problem with me being there, I would hope I don't lose my job because right. I'm responsible for why he's distracted at work.
Right. Exactly.
And look,
is there not a creepiness level, too, of her coworkers paying for her OnlyFans account to see her?
And watching it at work.
Yeah.
When she's right like, there.
Like, that seems like, I'm with you. This seems like it's on the coworker.
It's a setup.
Yes. Just wrong. Moving on. We take to the internet where a woman told her story that something straight out of Disney. The woman was going about her business when she got a photo of a bundt cake from an unknown number. The text came from a man a few states away that thought that he was texting a gal that he had recently had a Tinder date with. Stick with me. Long story short, the two of them talked enough that they had actually taken an interest in each other and have even had a couple FaceTime dates. So this woman gets a text randomly out of nowhere just like, hey, thanks for the recipe. It worked out great.
this Tinder date had obviously given him the wrong number. Maybe it was on purpose, maybe it wasn't, but they just kind of started bantering back and forth, and it turned into some serious talk. They actually started getting interested, and they've gone on, you know, phone walks.
Have you heard this, guys? See, we like to send the unsolicited D-pics. Turns out, bundt cake.
Bundt cake is delicious.
It is it delicious, is. But that will get the conversation
going.
Seems
like baking is really working for people now.
It is.
As a distraction, yeah. I don't know that everyone has learned to bake better.
You probably don't even have to bake. You know, go to the store, get yourself one of those little bundt cakes that's pre-made, kind of rough it up a little bit, put it on a rack, and then just take a picture of it. Look what I did.
Right.
Start a conversation.
You're right, Mike. Let's start the relationship online.
That's right. Hey, you know what?
For a bundt cake? Cool.
Remember that first cake I gave you? I didn't even make it. The UFC did.
That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. As Ryan Castle's in, we will sit and spin. And yes, you know it's true. If you were listening today, it was you. It was you.
And we know, because you were home and today was weird. But in the meantime, we be all about this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.